This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 330. Why simple is beautiful for your English and your life. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Sometimes life gets complicated and it can be difficult to declutter your mind. On today's episode, you'll get four actionable tips on how to keep your life simple.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, New York radio girl. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Lindsay. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Glad to hear it. Feeling good on this lovely meeting Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michelle, guess what I did over the weekend?
What?
I went mountain climbing.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. You're so athletic, Lindsay.
I know. No, it's just that I have athletic friends and they like to go climbing and they take me along.
Well, that's nice.
It was great, Michelle. I mean, you know, and it got me thinking about this concept of simplicity, right? Because climbing a mountain is one of the most simple things you can do, but it's very joyful. Like, we got to the top. We had our peanut butter sandwiches, right? And our trail mix.
Oh.
And we just sat there and we just enjoyed like the breeze. You know, I feel like when you kind of eliminate all the clutter from your life and you go and do something simple like that, you can feel the real joy in life. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I want to do like all these things and I'm like, oh, we have to do this, and I want to have a full schedule to, you know, of even just social things to do. But sometimes the best thing is just hanging out.
Totally. Just hanging out and doing something simple. I mean, for me, that often means getting into nature. And I bet for a lot of our listeners, you know, they often do that. They realize that getting out into nature really gets them in touch with something very basic, right? We're normal, natural beings, and we need to be out in nature. But anyways, let's drop a quick quote to talk about what we're gonna go into today, Michelle. There's a very cool quote by Leonardo da Vinci. Can you read the quote?
Sure. Okay, the quote is, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication."
Ooh, I like it.
Leonardo da Vinci, good stuff.
Wow. So what do you think he meant by this?
I think that, you know, it means that, you know, the best way to be, you know, kind of sophisticated and just to have kind of a rich life maybe is to just be simple. And
absolutely, to be simple. I mean, it brings that quote to mind, less is more.
Right. Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, sometimes I think we think, you have to do 10 million things, but really you don't. I'll give you an example. Over the weekend, I said to my fiance, oh, we have to go somewhere. Let's go on a little trip, you know, just a weekend thing and get away. And we started looking online and it was going to be last minute. And it was kind of making us just feel stressed to find something, you know, a good deal for the last minute. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And really, I was just thinking, I'm tired. And, and instead of going away, we ended up just like, Saturday we went to the mall, and even though that, you know, it's not so much that we needed to go shopping or I don't know, we just spent time together and you know then took a walk later, you know, we didn't need to do something, you know, to stress us out.
Yeah, that's the point, right? Sometimes, you know, it's like, imagine how you feel. You know, one thing I really hate, Michelle, is knickknacks. let's tell our audience what knickknacks are.
It's like little toys or little things of, you know, junk, really.
Yeah. So think about how you feel when you walk into a home, or at least this is what I think. Maybe you have a different opinion. But when you walk into a home that has a lot of knickknacks, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of junk just around. And that's not simple, right? We've got lots of stuff. And for me, it really clutters my mind.
Yeah.
And then think about how you feel when you walk into a home that's very simple and basic.
Right.
Like, what's the difference in your mind?
Right. I think you just are more calm. I mean, even just when I think about when I, you know, when I clean my room.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it just makes me feel so much better. And it's just amazing. You know, just your environment, your surroundings, it makes such a big difference.
Totally. So I think, Michelle, today we can help our listeners by talking about two things, right? How we can use simplicity to simplify our lives. And of course, because we're talking about English learning here, also how we can simplify our English learning. Do you have any ideas about that, Michelle? I mean, what could we start with?
Well, simplifying our lives. Gosh. Well, one thing that I think would be really good is to learn how to say no.
Very nice. Very nice. This is an acquired art. Are you good at this, Michelle?
No, except for just now, I guess. No, I am not good at saying no. I feel always like, you know, a lot of times with teaching and different things, I want to add on more because I'm the type of person that I want as much experience as possible. And I'm always afraid that if I don't do something, you know, I'm missing out on a part of life.
Right.
Like, you know, FOMO.
FOMO. Fear of missing out, do you mean?
Yep, exactly. I don't just mean socially. I mean professionally also. But yeah, fear of missing out. I think that I've gotten a little better at it socially because, I don't know, I guess because I'm getting a little bit older. I'm not in my early 20s anymore.
Right.
Just getting used to New York City where I would say, yes, let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, good. I see what you mean.
Yeah, but you know, trying to, you know, learn professionally, it's, you know, it's difficult.
Absolutely. I mean, for me too, right? For my work, you know I need to focus on the podcast, and then I get a lot of other offers to do private lessons or training, and I have to say no because I know what's going to suffer if I do that. And my core goal is the podcast right now, you know? So for our listeners, what does this mean for English learning when it comes to saying no more often? I mean, what do you think?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, I don't know about specifically for saying no, but I think that you can't go too crazy with your English learning. And we've talked about this before, you know, how, and I spoke about this in a previous episode with my Spanish learning online and how I made things all complicated and tried to do too much too fast when probably if I had just learned slowly and a couple things a day or a couple things at a time, it would have made a big difference.
Yeah, I like that. And that leads into the next one. And one more point about the whole saying no idea. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have Michael DiGiacomo back on the show from Happy English. If you guys remember him from episode 46, he is awesome, a New York City English teacher. And he talked about the importance of, you know, maybe not spending time with people from our home countries and speaking our own language if we're coming to New York to learn English, right? You must see this every day, Michelle, that people go off with people from their own countries after class and explore New York, but they don't speak English, of course.
Right. And, you know, they should take it as an opportunity. I mean, listen, I'm guilty too. And I lived in Israel for a little bit and we tried to, I mean, I lived with English speakers. And we went to Hebrew classes in the morning and then we spoke English.
Right. And how did your Hebrew improve?
It definitely improved. I mean, we did try, but it's something that I'm constantly trying to learn.
Yeah, you're learning. So in this case, if you guys, for our listeners, if you're learning English in New York, maybe the saying no, unfortunately, to your friends who are going as a group, your friends from your native country who are going to go visit the Statue of Liberty that day. You're simplifying your life and you're only doing English speaking activities. I mean, it's hard, but what is your goal, right? So we're going to talk more about that with Michael in a couple of weeks. But let's move to the next one. Michelle, what about, I think you already touched on it, right? This idea with English learners, the idea that we want to focus on not on too many things, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I read a book recently called The One Thing, and I want to recommend this to our listeners. It's by Gary Kelleher, and he has a great quote on his site. And here's the quote, Michelle, you ready?
I'm ready.
It says, "If you chase two rabbits, you will not catch either one."
Oh my God. You'll be lucky if you get one.
Be lucky if you get one. I mean, you just can't go in two different directions at the same time. So we want to encourage our listeners, you know, even though you do want to get a variety of ways of learning, if you find one thing that works, try to commit yourself to that as much as you can and later add a new way, right? Just simplify things a little bit.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree. I don't think that you should. I think I talked about this once before, you know, the keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, exactly. There's something to that, I think.
I think that's originally a quote by Bill Clinton, right?
Is it?
I think so, yeah. I think he came up with that. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I remember it from school, teacher writing it on the board. I think you use it all. You can think about it for writing as well if you're doing writing. You know, sometimes we kind of want to complicate things and we think it sounds better to be more complicated and use more complex language, but that's not always the best thing.
Well, yeah, and I think this brings us to kind of one of the next things I wanted to mention is that it's especially hard when we are an expert in something, right? The curse of the expert. So the more we know, the harder it becomes impossible to unknow those things. So it becomes very hard to simplify things. Yeah. I mean, so for example, for our listeners, if you know a lot about English, you're getting to this point of our typical All Ears English listener where you're moving into that advanced level, you're breaking through, you're starting to know an awful lot. So your mind could get very crowded and it could get very hard to simplify things.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, sometimes when I have a very busy schedule, I can't even remember, I can't even quite think of where am I supposed to be at this time, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just too much. And, you know, so sometimes I end up having to say no to certain things and I try to.
Yeah. And Michelle, do you ever just take a day off when you feel like things are getting too complicated?
No.
You don't?
It's hard. It's especially as a teacher, you know. I don't really have that luxury.
Yeah, but that's one thing that I want to recommend for our listeners, you know, with your English or just in life. If you feel like things are starting to pile up for you, try to just take a day off, you know, even if it's just a weekend day. And just like I did on Sunday, you know, when I came back, I felt like things with my work were much more simple in my head because I had changed my state of mind, right? I think that key is changing our state of mind and the way that we're approaching our work and our lives. Then we can actually simplify things.
Yeah.
So go climb a mountain, go into nature, take a day away from your English studies or away from whatever it is that you're trying to focus on in life.
Right, definitely. Well, thank goodness for the weekends.
I
do have the weekends. That's what
you do have the weekend. So yeah, so
I do have days off. That's fine, and that's good. But yeah, no. But that's what I mean is that sometimes on the weekends, you know, I have all these crazy ideas. Oh, I want to do this and this and this, and I want to go here and go on a trip and everything. And sometimes you just need to go to the mall.
Go to the mall. Oh, man. I hate going to the mall. Like, if I go to the mall, I get very stressed out.
Oh, I don't even get anything. I don't even think I bought anything at the mall, did I? But no, I mean, it's actually, we needed to return some things, but but no, I mean, then we ended up just kind of enjoying each other's company. We weren't quite out in nature or anything like that. We do take long walks. Like, we took a walk last night. And so I like walking around. I like walking around the city at night, actually.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, we all have our go-to things that we can do. So the point is, we want to try to simplify life as much as we possibly can. Michelle, could you read the quote one more time for us here?
Sure. The quote is, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication."
Ooh, very simple and very direct. I like it. Let's end on that one. And why don't you guys come back to allearsenglish.com/330 and let us know how you are going to simplify your life. Give us your philosophy on how to simplify your English learning or your life. All right, cool. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. It's been great as always.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good one. Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Take care. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.